The next patient is Janet Walkowicz, W-A-L-K-O-W-I-C-Z, like in Zulu. Janet, J-A-N-E-T. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that was recently admitted to, that is following this office because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 4. That is associated to hypercalcemia and multiple myeloma, IgG kappa. Period. The patient is treated with the administration of Reslemiv at the Florida Cancer Center, and she's followed on a regular basis. Number two, the patient has, before that, let me finish number one. The latest laboratory workup shows elevation in the creatinine to 2.5, the BUN is 35, and the estimated GFR is down to 19. Interestingly, when we look at the amount of protein in the urine is traced, and the protein-creatinine ratio is less than 200 milligrams milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. This could be related to hemodynamic changes, the deterioration of the kidney function. We are going to keep a close follow-up of the condition. Number two, the patient has anemia. The anemia is related to the presence of the chronic kidney disease and the presence of the myeloma and chemotherapy. They are administering the iron IV and the Procrit if necessary at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 108 over 52. We continue with the same. Following number, the patient has a history of atrial fibrillation anticoagulated with Eliquis. I had to mention that this patient had a Watchman procedure done. She is followed by cardiologists. Following number, in vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. The uric acid is 6. Overall, the patient is feeling better. She has a good appetite, good bowel movements, no evidence of any admissions to the hospital in the last 6 months. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. I also explained to Mrs. Walkowicz that if anything changes, give us a call and we'll be willing to help her. We invested 14 minutes reviewing the notes from the Florida Cancer Center and the laboratory done in that facility in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.